Writer, director, actor Dominic Burgess is our next guest on KD&K. Thanks for speaking to KD&K, Dom.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So it's really exciting to have so much talent coming through the Roaring Fork Valley for the Aspen Shorts Fest. So many writers, directors, actors, and of course you have a lot of hyphens in your title because you've been an actor for a long time and now have written several scripts. And is this your directorial debut?
It is, yeah. It's my directorial debut, and I've been acting for 14 years now, but I just wanted to start telling my own stories and getting behind the camera a little bit as well.
Well, we'll talk more about Sam Did It, which is playing on Saturday at the Crystal Theater here in Carbondale. Tickets available at Bonfire for all the Carbondale shows for the Shorts Fest, and more information is at aspenfilm.org. But before we get there, I want to go back in your story, Dom. You were born in England. You've been on tons of shows over the years, which we'll talk about. What was your first big break before you came to L.A.?
You know, I don't know if there was like a big, big break. I mean, I worked on Doctor Who, which was huge for me because I was a huge Doctor Who fan growing up.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's always been, I think acting is always a constant grind, or that's what I found, is that it's always about what's next and the next job. And yeah, I still don't know if there's been a big break. Everything's just what's next.
So you came to LA about 10 years ago, and for people who think your voice sounds familiar or your name sounds familiar, people have probably seen you because I think the first place where you really cracked me up was when you were on the show The Good Place. You've done Always Sunny, The Leftovers, yes. Marin. You were on the Emmy-nominated Feud on FX. The Magicians on Sci-Fi. The Flash on CW.
Yeah.
And so what are you currently working on in L.A. as we record this interview?
So right now I just wrapped a feature film called Ma with Tate Taylor, who was the director on Girl on the Train and The Help. And that's a little horror thriller with Octavia Spencer and Juliette Lewis and Luke Evans. And then I'm going to be popping up in the upcoming season of Queen of the South. And this week I'm just finishing up on a pilot for L.A. Confidential, the TV version of L.A. Confidential.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm really excited about that. I'm going to be playing Sid Hudgens, who Danny DeVito played in the film version.
That's awesome. What an honor. And you've really worked your comedy chops for a long time. Sam Did It is I guess you'd call it dark comedy.
Yeah. That's where I kind of sit and feel comfortable is that dark comedic place.
And as an actor, you really deliver in this role in Sam Did It. Tell us about how this came together. You're the writer, director, and you have a big, major, marquee movie star in your short.
Yeah. Well, I wrote it. It came about during 2016, 2017, when I felt like we were going through this whole slew of celebrity deaths that were happening that were really affecting me. You know, we lost David Bowie and Prince and Carrie Fisher and Alan Rickman and George Michael and Anton Yelchin and, you know, these big names that had been a sort of a big part of my youth or growing up, or people whose work I really admired. And, you know, you see on social media people changing their statuses and their photos to talk about how those artists had affected them so much in their lives. And I wanted to tell a story about a celebrity's number one fan.
Yeah,
who finds out about this death firsthand, and is sort of at ground zero for this news to hit them. So yeah, that's I think where it stemmed from.
So this celebrity comes into the morgue, and you play a mortician who happens to be his biggest fan. What do you think? Can we give the big reveal of who your star is, or should we let them wait and see?
Yeah, let's tell them.
It's the one and only Alfred Molina, one of the great British actors. And I imagine for you being born in England and coming of age there before moving out to L.A., that it must have been pretty you must have had the feels working with him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's fantastic. He's the nicest human being and so gracious and so kind.
That's great.
And we were working together on Feud. And, you know, originally I was writing this thinking like, I don't know how I'm going to get this into Ryan Reynolds' hands. And then through talking with Alfred and getting to know him, I felt like, oh, you know, absolutely it should be Alfred. And so I very sheepishly sent him a Facebook message saying, hey, I wrote this thing. You don't even have to read. Don't worry. You know what? Don't worry about it. It's out there. If you want to read it, don't say it. Well, whatever. And he very graciously said yes, sight unseen, to the script. And yeah, he came on board and he knocks it out of the park.
Well, what appeals to you about dark comedy? You said you feel sort of comfortable in that terrain. You've done comedy, you've done sci-fi, you've been, you know, in a lot of different types of roles. Sam Did It is, you know, there's some some blood and uh-huh. There's some laughs. So what about dark comedy feels like a natural for you?
Well, I always think it's fun, you know, when you're doing drama to try and find what's comedic in there, or if you're doing something comedic to try and find what's tragic in the situation. So I think, you know, you kind of walk a tightrope of straddling the line of what's comedic and what's sad, and just playing that dance of balancing both of them together, I find really satisfying. Because there's comedic, I find humor in as much as I can, unless I have a sore throat and then you don't want to know me.
So Dominic Burgess, writer, director, actor, the film is called Sam Did It, and KD&K listeners can check this out Saturday at the Crystal Theater in Carbondale, 5:15. It's the first of the four programs that Aspen Film is bringing to the Crystal, in addition to all the shows at the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen. So you are going to be here in person for a live, I believe, Q&A at the end of the screening on Saturday?
I will be, yes. I'm really looking forward to it. It's my first time in Colorado, and by proxy, then Aspen and Carbondale.
Yeah, well, KD&K Community Radio welcomes you, Dom, and so excited to have all this talent in town for the film fest. And before we go, I just want to ask you, so this film has played in a lot of short film fests already. It's a local premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that you have a feature film that's going to be coming out. You're working on this pilot, you know, big high-profile projects. But what else do you have in the hopper as a writer?
Well, we're in development for a World War II drama that I would really love to get off the ground. And again, I've sort of rewritten it with Alfred in mind after he casually said, oh, what's in it for me?
Oh, love
it. There is something in it for him. So yeah, developing that with my first AD, Natalie, and who also produced on Sam. So yeah, working on that, and then a buddy comedy that I don't want to give too much away because that involves a celebrity as well playing themselves.
Sure.
So we'll keep that stumped because we haven't approached them yet.
Well, really exciting. So feature scripts in the works, and I feel like even though you've already been pounding the pavement now for 10 years and you have such an awesome reel and great clips people have probably seen you in, we also kind of are still catching on your way up. So really excited that you took a few minutes for Community Radio. Thank you so much, Dominic Burgess.
Thank you. Cheers.
And we'll look forward to folks getting to shake your hand and check out Sam Did It on Saturday, 5:15 at the Crystal Theater in Carbondale for part of Shorts Fest. Thank you so much, Dominic Burgess.
Cheers. Bye-bye.